Gargantua and Pantagruel, and especially Gargantua, are popular figures in French culture, and not only in French culture and language, because the adjective Gargantuan, you can check it in the link below, is part of also of English. Rabelais' Gargantua, Rabelais' characters, the character of his novel, is a very kind of ambivalent figure. On one hand, he is a giant. He is a comical giant taken out of popular folklore, indulging in all kind of bodily functions, like eating, that you have here on this picture, this drawing from the 19th century, and other bodily functions which I will not mention. But on the other hand, Gargantua is also a humanist modern prince. He is the son of he's the offspring of a royal lineage, and he's a kind of enlightened humanist himself. So Rabelais is playing on this figure because his novel is not only a parody of some kind of popular literature, commercial literature. His novel is full of philosophical, theological, political, and moral questions. So he uses this parody in order to tackle this deeply philosophical questions. What we are about to read is a part of the last last part of this novel, a portion of the last part of this novel devoted to a war in which Gargantua fights as would do a prince of his times. So the novel basically narrates the life of Gargantua from his miraculous birth, his infancy, his education, up to his chivalric deeds during this war, and we are about to read about them.